From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. This week, we'll focus on getting ready for retirement, given the meltdown in the economy. Investments have taken a beating. Companies have cut their retirement contributions.
In a new survey by the Pew Research Center, 78% of workers 50 to 64 years old say it is now harder to meet their retirement needs. Today, we'll hear from the creator of the 401k. First, though, NPR's Martin Costi asks if private retirement even works anymore.
401k. It's the one section of the tax code that everyone's heard of. It started out as an obscure tax shelter for well-paid executives. But those three digits and the parenthetical letter are now so much a part of our culture, they even bubble up in music. Sultry music. But lately, America's romance with tax-deferred retirement accounts has hit a rough patch.
Yeah, I have seen my 401k drop somewhat, maybe about 25%.
On a coffee break from his banking job near Seattle, Mark Roberts reflects on his losses. Compared to a lot of people, he got off easy. He's only 48, and he plans to stick to his long-term investment plan.
I don't buy and sell quickly. I usually just buy and hold on to them and wait for good things to happen over the long run.
Roberts is market savvy. He checks his account weekly, and he plans to pull back from riskier investments when he gets older. Unfortunately, most of the 50 million Americans who have these accounts are nothing like him. Olivia Mitchell runs the Pension Research Council at the Wharton School.
It's very unusual for people to pay much attention to their 401ks. In fact, on average, the typical worker, if he's lucky, will sign up with his plan when he takes his job and then never look at it again until 40 years have passed and maybe there's some money in it.
Of course, Americans are taking a closer look now. But just as they're fanning the embers inside their retirement accounts, there's this.
It was just one of those things where they said, oh, by the way, we're going to play your 401k match.
John Fitzpatrick recalls the day his bosses at FedEx suspended matching contributions to workers' retirement accounts. The move angered Fitzpatrick so much, he quit.
For me, that was the writing on the wall, saying that they weren't caring about their employees as much anymore.
FedEx is hardly alone. Since last fall, hundreds of companies have cut their contributions to employee accounts. The Pension Rights Center, a consumer advocacy group, is keeping track of those companies on its website. Spokeswoman Nancy Hua says the hope is that those employers will restore their contributions once the economy gets better, but she's not optimistic.
I call it the slippery slope of retirement insecurity.
She's worried that this is just the latest step in a 30-year process of employers shaking off responsibility for their workers' retirement. Ideally, workers would take on that responsibility themselves using their 401ks. But Hua says it hasn't worked out that way.
What the last 8 or 9 months have shown is that 401ks for most workers are not going to cut it. The issue is, how do we fix the problem so that you don't have generations of impoverished elderly people in this country?
The current economic crisis has given critics of the 401k system more ammunition to renew their attacks. 401ks are slanted toward the wealthy, they say, with the biggest tax savings going to people in the highest tax bracket. They also point to the financial management fees, many of them hidden, that eat away at workers' investments. And yet, Americans aren't exactly clamoring for the return of the old-fashioned pension. Take Mark Roberts, the 48-year-old in Seattle. He likes controlling his retirement investments.
You know, I certainly have a few stocks in my portfolio that made me look like a genius, and I've got just as many, if not twice as many, that made me look pretty dopey.
He can live with those mistakes, he says, because they were his to make. 401ks may not be much of a social safety net, but they do offer Americans the chance to be geniuses or dopes with their own money. And Americans generally find that kind of freedom pretty seductive. Martin Costi, NPR News.